Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, baby. How that sound?
That sound good to me.
All right, because it's echoing a little bit. But hello, listeners. Good evening.
Hello. You always sound like
hello. Cheerio, listeners. Hi, listeners. This is your girl, Maria. And it's off the late night, and we're podcasting along with my husband, Josh.
Hey, you sound like it's a smooth jazz.
It's slow
on
jazz.
Z10.
Well, we never really did a podcast that night before, right?
Yeah, so let's get it.
Let's get it. How you doing this evening, Josh?
Why are you talking so low?
Because you know you got the incense burning.
I cleaned up. I wanted to go bring up one of the other podcasts. Your drawers, your panties still on.
Good. Cut at it.
I'm sorry. Well, shoot, you said the last episode, man, let you wash the dishes, do that. I'm going to let it drop at the door.
I can't. I did come home.
You
and
walked
the house
in, the incense
like,
burning.
You might get popping tonight. So, okay, anyway, I'm still congested this evening, but I'm going to take my Advil cold and sinus as soon as we're done with this. But listeners, if you're out there listening tonight, I want to know what you think about our topic this evening. So now I'm going to do the outro for the intro. And if you can follow us on our social media accounts, get up with us and comment on this topic that we're discussing today.
Maria,
because it's a hot one.
Is it a secret?
Yes.
Because you are whispering and it is
it's
killing
a secret. Okay, so look, that's what the topic's about. All right, so let's get right to it. Okay, right. I'm awake now. I'm awake now.
All right.
So, Josh.
That's me.
The topic that I have this evening. Can you turn my mic up a little bit? I can't hear myself.
All right, you up.
All right, the topic that I had this evening is if, say you out at a restaurant, somewhere, at a club, anywhere, and you see one of your friend's girl on a date, do you say something?
Oh, she going down. She's a dead dog where she stays.
Hold on, you're going to answer all quick. And listeners, hey, this goes for you too. If you see your homegirl's boo, your man, her man.
No brainer.
Posted up in the corner with another chick on a date.
They
candlelight dinner.
Out the phones.
They could be at the park. Because you know we in Cleveland. They could be at the metro parks. Walking on the little path.
Zoom.
Right. Doing a little bike. Doing a little trailing or something.
And they're going to be caught on tape.
Or you can see them at Starbucks. You know. Sipping on a little cappuccino and an iced caramel macchiato or
a
frappuccino, whatever the side piece likes. And you see him and you like, hold up. You walk in the joint, you probably just minding your own business, you know, not even planning to see anything crazy. You bust up in the joint, mingling, conversating, socializing. You know how we do.
Like, yeah, you got
whole
story.
I don't know what I do because, you know, I got a very vivid imagination. All right. So say you just walking up in a restaurant. Let's say, White Castle.
Popcorn for this.
White Castle?
White Castle? Applebee's. When I think of White Castle, you know what I think of? I got to go
drivers.
To the store and get some Pepto-Bismol.
Boy, stop. Okay, because I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and that White Castle after the club, it pops. Oh, I'm sorry. Popping is not the word right now. It slaps. That joint be slapping.
It pops out the wrong way.
All right, let me get back to my story.
Like, man, my stomach is killing me.
All right, so say you out. You done got all dressed up. You know, you going out, meeting some friends at you know, the local hangout spot.
Okay, the local
whatever
spot.
You partake in. It could even be at church, but I don't think nobody would bring a side
come
piece
on,
of church.
Man.
But say you walk up in there, you mingling for a little bit, then you look to the left, and you like, wait a minute. Oh, I know that ain't. Wait, let me get a little closer.
Getting closer. They popping the phone out. Immediately the phone coming out.
I'm just asking you, what would you do? You gonna tell them?
Are you telling me? You asking me?
I'm asking you, if you see one of your friends, girl, on a date with somebody other than your friend, I mean, it might not be a date. You
I'm
going to
keep
not...
it real.
Okay, go. What you going to do?
I'm sending a quick text because if it's one of my friends, I got to gauge, like, all right, are they married? Are they in a relationship? Are they exclusive? But if that's his exclusive boo and he with her day in and day out and she out here with somebody else, oh, no, I'm going to send him a text.
What the text gonna say? Man down situation?
No.
Pimp down 911?
Your girl out here with somebody else. What you want me to do? Question mark.
Oh, you messy.
What you want me to do?
Let me find out my husband messy.
Want me to wait for backup? What you want me to do?
You nice, Josh. You just gonna send a text?
Send a quick text and I'm a trail from a
So you said good position. You gonna trail though?
I'm gonna keep in eyes view.
So are we gonna jump right to conclusions and assume like that might be a business meeting or something? Like, do you have to like see them touch, hold hands?
Well, that's why they text.
You know,
that's
share
you
food
text.
With one another.
No, as soon as you see them shooting a text, then I'm gonna keep it cool. And then as soon as I get a text, oh nah, they out with such and such, man, I leave it alone. But if he like hit me up like, dang, she supposed to be at work. I'm like, well, snap a little quick pic on the side, beep, beep, send that joint.
Okay, Josh, you lightweight nice, because you ain't even going to blow up the spot. So ask me the question. I'm
going to ask him.
We're going to act like we just started.
Nah, he might be like, forget that. You know, let her go. Who am I? I ain't going to fight for somebody else.
Okay, so ask me the question real fast. Here, let me act like we ain't even never had this conversation. Go ahead, ask me the question.
All right. Okay. So, Maria, I got a question for you. You see your best friend girl. No, your best friend. Boo, out there with another girl.
Where? Let me tell you. I'm telling. It ain't even gonna be.
Just like you asked me, what do you do?
Well, first, this is what you do. You grab that phone of yours, and you just hit the FaceTime. Girl, the FaceTime.
In an instant.
Now, I ain't gonna Facebook Live the situation because I don't want to put my friend on blast. Huh?
The FaceTime is live.
I'm recording. And as I'm recording, matter of fact, I might have one of the hostess, you know, the hostess be at the front door taking your coat and all that. I might be like, hey, here's $5. I need you to do something right quick. Just film this and make sure it's pressing record before you give her the camera. Film everything that's about to go down because
be an accessory.
Yes, because we need to catch him. We can't be.
A crime is about to happen.
It's about to happen, and we gonna film this.
And you just made her an accessory.
Well, she gonna help. She probably want her tip, her $5. She gonna get a good. Who on the cover the $5 bill? I don't even know. Benjamin.
Oh, her then.
Hey, no, Benjamin is 100. He's 100, right?
Who's 100?
On the cover of the $5 bill.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Nah, I think Andrew was 20.
Okay, well, whatever. All I'm saying is we filming. We gonna film it live. I might not even FaceTime her. I might just go ahead and record on my phone so I can show her everything that I'm about to say to him. But I'm gonna go up and do an interview. It's gonna be live on my camera. Hello, how you doing, Bob? What's going on,
Bob? Though
who this is, Bob? Oh, that's Sharquista. How you know Bob? I mean, Bob gonna know because he know I'm that friend. He know. I mean, he might.
See you, he like, oh,
heart gonna start skipping beats.
Hey, you my mom.
He gonna
friend.
Start sweating bullets, baby.
Hey, you my cousin.
Because you know what? This cousin. Is the thing. I'm so cool with my friends, significant others. They probably feel like Maria would never tell on me. She be joking with me and cackalacking and all that. No, don't get it twisted.
No, I don't. Think
my loyalty, huh?
I don't think none of your friends,
men.
Men will at all would think that you will keep it on the hush. Soon as they see you,
they know
they caught. They already trying to squeeze their way out of it. They yeah. go as soon as they see you. They oh hey Maria, yeah this is all.
I'm like nah, ain't no hey Maria me. They probably, how you doing, Bob?
They probably come up to you like Maria. Look man, I just got paid. You know what I'm saying? How much, man?
Babe, who? Bob.
First
Bob.
Time I slipped up.
Bob, who's that? Who's she? No, I might even ask her. I might even act like Bob ain't even there. How you doing? I'm Maria. I am Bob's wife's very close friend. What did you say your name was?
Sharquista.
And Sharquista, what the hell you doing here with Bob?
Bob said he was single.
So Bob lied. How long have you known Bob?
I've been dating Bob for 2 years.
I feel like we gonna fight. Nuh-uh, Bob.
Bob, what you doing?
Now I'm gonna cut Bob.
I done got all them abortions for you, Bob.
Abortions, Josh.
Okay, I'm getting a little.
You get a little too carried away.
Okay, my bad.
But you got a player. You got a player like, girl. You got a player like, it's a woman code. Like, when you know these men ain't no good, and then get her to the side, and then she'll tell you the whole rundown so I can find out how long they've been talking, how long, you know, what y'all doing here. This Bob and my friend spot, how many times he done brought you here? And you work with him? How long you been working at? You know, you got to find out the situation. You got to play them like it's a woman code. Like, you know, as sisters, we can't be doing stuff like this to one another. Like, dang.
Right, that is definitely not going to go down.
I would.
That
but
girl
then,
getting up out of there.
But I'm recording everything.
Altercation.
I'm recording everything.
But these days, you got to watch who you walk up on. You walk on to Sharquisha, she going to be packing.
Yeah, somebody with a name Sharquisha, like a name Sharquisha. They might be caring. They might be holding.
You supposed to walk up and be like, Bob, who is this?
They might have a CCW.
She going to be like, I'm Sharquisha, who are you?
I mean,
like,
the license
oh,
of caring.
I'm the one. I'll see you guys later. Hey, she gangster, man. Just know your man cheat.
Sharquistas are gangster. Don't confront them.
If it's any three syllable name, all right, that you cannot pronounce.
If your name is Shelly, if your name is Becky, if your name is Jennifer,
man, don't be just naming random names.
Amy Lynn, Jessica Lynn, any of them trailer names. You
just insulted like.
But you so was rolling when they said it on Ted.
When they said on what?
When you know the movie with the teddy bear, Ted. He went off of all those Trailer Park names.
Oh my gosh.
With all the lens at the end.
So so look, I wanna make it clear. So if one of my this is so funny.
Why is it funny? Because you got people out there, Josh, that be like, oh, you don't get in grown folks' business. Yes, you do. And if it happened to me, well, and I found out one of my friends didn't tell me, Josh, we ain't going to be friends no more. Let me find out you knew and you didn't tell me. That's going to be the end of our relationship. Because I know there's some people out there that.
Ain't nobody tripping off having a relationship with you, Maria. Shoot, I ain't even psyched now.
Yeah, you're right. People pays for these type of loyalty that I have. But we also
they
got.
They pay for that type of what?
Josh, hey, you also have people. Because I understand why some people, listeners, you might be out there like, I ain't telling. And I understand why you might have reservations of telling or not. Because there are people that will flip it on you. And they'll end up staying together and flipping on you. Like, you called something wrong. You like, wait a minute. Well, I ain't the one that set Bob and Sharquista up here in this restaurant posted up like this, holding hands, drinking wine, and sharing each other's meals.
Well, let me tell
why
you.
Why am I not the friend no more?
Definitely. That can.